Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Electronic mail has just about ruined great writing. I know, it's efficient, it's simple, it's fast, it gets the job done. All of which is why I say it ruins great writing. Because great writing is never fast, nor simple. And great writing frequently requires trial and error over and over and over. We work at it. Some of my most treasured possessions are in the form of handwritten letters. Let me explain a handwritten letter. It's a person puts a pen in his fingers and... We had a little fun moment the other evening. My wife and I participated in a little brief birthday time with one of our grandchildren, and he's 11, and we were all celebrating his passage into 12. And it's a wonderful moment. So we had given him a little card, had a little money in it, and so he opened the card, and he smiled, and we all smiled. And Cynthia had written a note there to him, and he smiled at us and said, "I can't read cursive." Isn't that amazing? He can run circles around me with a computer, but he can't read cursive. We don't write cursive. And what a shame. The intimacy of a handwritten letter with its inimitable touch and feel and sometimes even smell of the person we love who has taken time with her or his own hand to write and to sign it with that curl of a cursive character. Not today. Email has caused us to dread the arrival of mail. That's why our favorite key on the computer is that delete button. Get rid of that. Isn't that amazing? Why, we get letters by the multiple numbers every day. If you're like me, hundreds of them every week. Most of them written quickly, discarded quickly. Not designed really to be that significant. They just getting information across. Not a bad idea for communicating information, but a dreadful idea in communicating significance. The ancient letters were never written in a hurry, nor electronically. Writers labored over them. Just the putting of ink on a piece of papyrus was a massive task. And then rolling it and preserving it and hand-delivering it, another major task. So when it comes to New Testament letters, what we have is the treasure of the Scriptures. Some letters are corrective by nature. Some are confrontive. Most of them inspiring and encouraging, and a few of them profound.
Unlike today's emails, the ancient New Testament letters weren't written in a hurry. They were meticulously transcribed. These letters are treasures that have been preserved for us. And even though the first century was completely different from our 21st century, the message of the New Testament is still relevant. The wisdom and truth of God's Word is timeless, inspiring, instructive, and encouraging.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Getting a Grasp of the Gospel was copyrighted in 2006, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2012 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.